Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Greetings and welcome back to WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center, fabulous producer. Traffic-wise, we're okay. Just the usual slowing getting into Riverside. In the studio with us now, Chris Martin is back, and we're going to be talking about not why plants are cool, though they still are. Mm-hmm. Big series of videos on YouTube, because he is portraying Sam in an upcoming play, and he brought his good friend, and I'm glad to say one of my acquaintances, Maureen Pagana, is here. She portrays Donna in the upcoming Mamma Mia production of the River Stage Theater. So why on earth am I looking across the table and I see two actors across from me instead of our good biologist?
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me
or
on.
Maureen,
this is so exciting.
Who is famous for being Chelsea's mom.
Oh, right. That's a good tagline.
And many others. You're getting into acting, Chris?
Well, yeah. A long time ago in another life, I actually did do some stage stuff. And it's now been 28 years since I was in a musical. And I've gone back to the stage for maybe one last run. Right?
And all you do at home is sit around and wait for the next biology class, right? I mean, you're the busiest guy. I know you got a wife and family. We're lucky enough to know Rachel, too.
Yeah.
And your kids from having them up here on the show. And you got Plants Are Cool, too. And you teach at Bucknell. You're doing a super job there.
Yeah, I'm ending my sabbatical with this because my daughter, Izzy, who's been in here speaking with you, cajoled me into going down to audition with her and said, wouldn't it be a fun thing to do before I go to college? And now we're both in the cast together.
She's going to college. You're not going back to college.
I go every semester.
Okay. And Maureen.
Yay.
What?
I know.
What are you doing?
It's been 35 years for me, so I decided to get back into it just to, I don't know, maybe be myself again. And just relive all those good old days. So,
well, you're kind of outgoing, an extrovert anyway. So you're going to channel this through a play now, right? The Mamma Mia play?
Right. So Mamma Mia is, you know, the obvious fun story of all the ABBA songs. And Donna and Sam decide after, what, 20 years of separation to maybe think about getting back together. So we're hoping the Susquehanna Valley will come out and see if that happens.
Who knows?
Yeah, maybe he'll take a chance on me.
Right, well, we know Chelsea Davis or Chelsea Pagana very well, and she can sing like crazy. You help teach her to sing?
I guess you could say that. Yeah, she's my mini-me. Too many.
Oh, pious too. So you're. I mean, I know you answer questions like almost kids to get involved in biology.
That's right. That's one way. I know. I spend a lot of time talking in front of people. It's my job to talk in front of people all the time, but not. I don't usually break into song, so this is a bit of a departure for me. It's been a long time since I just started singing in the middle of talking about
things. But he does it well.
Well, thank
Very
you.
Well.
So does Maureen. I mean, it's...
Well, yeah, tell me how it sounds. I am not going to ask you to sing at 7 a.m.
Well, we appreciate
usually
that.
I ask people to run a few lines, which that doesn't... Well, it could apply, but I'm not going to do that here.
We also appreciate that.
So, right.
We don't want to give anything away. I mean, no one knows this story.
Well, yeah, Mamma Mia. Well, a lot of people saw the movie, I'm assuming, and the play.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But anyway, all the way back around to your singing.
Yeah, I used to, I've been singing in bands, mostly rock bands, for years. And so, I say that I haven't been in a musical in almost 30 years, but I've also been singing a lot on stage here and there for a lot of that time. And so this was sort of the perfect chance for me to get back on stage and be in a musical production because it's ABBA songs, right? It's pop songs, and I can sing them kind of in the style that I've been doing stuff for a few years. But I've always really loved to sing, and I had forgotten how much I loved singing in a musical. So it's been a total blast. And singing with Maureen.
And he will blow you away. It's amazing.
I appreciate that. But I mean, for Maureen, this is a tour de force, man. You got to come check her out, man. She's a star. Big star.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
I'm just still in awe that I'm looking across the table, seeing you both, who I happen to know already, and knowing that you're going to be in Mamma Mia, and it is this weekend. So we're waiting till the last minute to warn folks about it, but it is a big event. It is the River Stage Community Theater, so lots of people know of them, riverstagetheater.org. The performances are starting Friday night at 7:30, Saturday at 7:30 p.m., and then the following weekend, the 28th and 29th and 30th, at Friday, 7:30 p.m., Saturday, 7:30 p.m., and Sunday, 2:30 p.m., and that's at the River Stage's Great Stage at the Green Space Center.
Yeah, that's in the old Lewisburg High School in the auditorium there.
All right, so go to riverstagetheater.org. How much are tickets? I don't see that here. That's
$15. Eight for under 18.
Okay. So tell me about your roles in the play. The play is about ABBA getting back together. Is that the top?
Not quite.
Oh, okay, what is Mamma Mia about?
Well, so it's about, this young woman named Sophie, who is getting married on an island in Greece where her mother, Donna, runs a taverna. And Sophie grew up without a dad, never knew who her dad was, and gets into her mother's diary and finds three names and invites them to the wedding. And so those three guys show up now on this island in Greece, thinking each one of them is the dad. And then mayhem ensues, and song and dance, and maybe we get
in
an answer at the end.
ABBA glory,
yeah,
right?
That's right.
So all the songs of ABBA are incorporated in there, and it just kind of makes sense.
It does. It's big jukebox musical.
Yeah,
in
it's a little crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to think about Digging the Dancing Queen. I mean, come on.
So many songs.
Yeah.
Even just coming for the songs is worth it because everybody loves ABBA.
I agree.
Will you sing something today?
I suppose we
could. We could probably do our duet, just a quick little and this will shake everybody out of bed.
We're not warm up, so we can try it.
Right.
Back off a little bit.
Okay. Well, they're warming up. I'm going to reiterate how to get more information. RiverStageTheater.org and music and lyrics by Benny Anderson and Bjorn Alveus. And it's directed by Doug Powers. Music direction by Diane Scott. Locally, the Green Space Center is the old high school in Lewisburg. And it's this Friday and Saturday, the 21st and 22nd. And next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 28th, 29th, and 30th. RiverStageTheater.org. Okay. So, warm-ups are over.
So when you're near me, darling, can't you hear me? S.O.S. The love you gave me, nothing else can save me. S.O.S.
That's probably pretty good.
That's good. Yeah, that's good. S.O.S., you know? Like,
I was just getting into it. Okay, so great ABBA music, great people, great acting. And why is this a compelling play? Of course, the music is certainly infectious, but why does this story kind of draw people in?
Oh, boy. The music is hard to deny. That's a big starting point.
I agree.
But it's, I don't know. It's also this, you know, a big part for me, it's really been fun watching Maureen do the part of Donna because it really is about somebody sort of rediscovering themselves, just like she said earlier. That is the role of Donna, and it's awesome that it's also Maureen's life happening right now, right? I mean, it's just super powerful.
Thank you. That is very true. Yeah, actually, my family and friends are really excited for me, and I just hope everyone will come out and check it out because I'm telling you, there is amazing local talent on that stage.
Yeah.
It wows me. It really does. The choreography is also a really nice little added touch by Penny Padgett.
That's awesome.
And there's just nothing but fun.
Lovely.
And what are you going to do? What else are you going to do in this rainy weather? You know, come out and see a show and have fun. And you can get up and dance with us if you'd like.
Mark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mark.
You mean just Mark.
Well, just Mark. Right.
Yeah. Or everybody.
No,
we
everybody
do.
Should.
Yeah,
especially at the end.
There.
Yeah.
It's, we're you like one big karaoke track for the audience.
Yep.
You know? You want people dancing in the aisles.
Yes.
Who provides the music during the performance?
Go ahead.
It's so we're using the pre-recorded track from the production, and that is pretty typical when community theater picks up this, and lots of other places pick it up. High schools, they usually use this same set of tracks, so it's a pretty standard set of
good
pre-recorded
okay.
tracks.
So your technical director is going to be a crucial job as you get closer.
Yes, that's been a little tricky.
Your sound person is going to be your great friend. Okay, well, Chris Martinez here. I guarantee you, you'll remember that name on the radio because he's been here as a botanist and the Plants Are Cool 2 series, and he came here within the past year with Izzy, the daughter, talking about her role in the River State. Well, no, that was the high school.
That was the Student Theater Collective at Lewisburg High School. Yeah.
How did those performances go?
Oh, they were great. Okay. Holy cow,
super.
What students can do.
All right, fabulous. Mm-hmm. And so she's off to college this year. Mm-hmm. And Maureen Pagana is here, who's portraying Donna in Mamma Mia at the River Stage Theater. Well, I have so much more to say, but we're out of time. But honest.
Thank you for having
us. Come on out, everybody.
Break a leg. Have a blast. Enjoy. And, boy, and folks, it's infectious. We're gonna see you at the River Stage Theater this weekend and next weekend. All the details at riverstagetheater.org. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.